Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back with arguably the greatest rock and roll song from one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, Rhiannon. That's that song. Thank you for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen. Anita is the author of many books, including E-Learning 2.0. And she is talking to, she says, you learned, if you didn't already know it in the previous segment, Anita goes, her experience, her perspectives go back to early media, like early email in the 80s and early browsing on the internet in the 90s, before you and I ever had access to it. So Anita, let's fast forward to today. And
we weren't doing marketing. I would say the first time I ever did marketing on the internet is that's what I was hired at Netscape to do. Is they said, no one's ever launched a product on the internet. How do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
So that was my job is, you know, you've launched products in the brick and mortar world. How do you launch a product?
And that was before e-commerce too, right?
Yeah, definitely. That was the first e-commerce. No one knew what e-commerce was. The word hadn't been coined yet.
Right.
So, and no one really, you know, it takes just and this is directly related to what we're going to be talking about. What it does is, what I find is, when you actually start talking to people about it, they know exactly in business what to do. I did a lot of consulting in the late 90s, and the biggest issues I saw with companies when it came to moving to online media is they would be like, it was the fear factor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and I'd say, well, how do you talk to your customers today? And they completely knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so how come you have a problem putting that same information on the internet? The questions they're asking you when you're talking to them face-to-face or they're calling you up on the phone, don't you think they have that same question?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you answer it on their website? And they kept on saying, well, we don't know enough about the internet. And it's like, that's not what you need to know about. What do you know about your customer?
Mm-hmm.
So what information do you want your customer to know? Let's put that on your website.
So you're saying that marketing with new media is the same as marketing with old media?
Yes, it's just changing the format.
Yeah.
I mean, if you...
It's not new rules, it's just new tools.
Exactly. So all we have is we've just gotten some more tools, and the new tools are more casual tools, as opposed to what I consider not a casual tool. Is if you're going to be having a newspaper or magazine spread. You just spent a lot of energy making sure that spread is perfect before you put it out there.
Right.
But before you put it out there and you have your, you know, your graphics and your message and your tagline and all of those different pieces when you're talking about the what I call not casual media, you sat down and probably sat there and said, what message do we have for the fall? And you wrote a lot of pages of information, and then you finally circled and said, this is the message I want to use. And then you worked with your artist or whomever it was to get your pictures together so that you could put your media together so that for your advertising, for your magazine, or for your paper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do the exact same thing when we're going to things like Twitter and Facebook.
But it looks different, right? Because it's
so you still sit down and say, "What message? I'm putting together my fall campaign. What is the message that I want to get out?" And you write that message down, and then you decide. You know, you might put a whole bunch of messages and say, "This is the one I want to focus on." The difference is when you go to new media, you could be putting out a message a day, or a message a week, or a couple messages a week. So what you now do is the next step is the same way you sit down and put together and decide what your message is, and you have that brainstorming. Now when you come out with that one line that you're going to have for your print, now you sit there and say, well, what if someone walked in and they said, oh, what's new this fall? What are the seven things you'd be telling them? Let's say you're a retail. What are the seven things you'd be telling them about what's new? You could tell them one thing in your print. But there might be seven things you want to be talking to them about if you walked in and started talking to them.
Yeah. So would that be seven different tweets?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when people sit there and they get all freaked out, what they get freaked out about is, now how do I use Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that, there's lots of people out there that now have businesses that will help you, and they'll put that information on Twitter for you, which is really, really simple. But if you don't want to spend the time to figure it out, that's the easy part. The hard part is, what do you want to put on there?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing as when you had a print advertising. You don't say and go into an advertising agency when you have print and say, you know, this is my business, do something print, and tell me when it's done and walk away.
Because
mm-hmm. you know what you get? Nothing that reflects your business.
Because mm-hmm.
you've left it to someone else. What you did is you probably sat down and thought, what is the message for fall? What do I want it to look like? And you drove that campaign because they are not clairvoyant. And then you gave them what you wanted, and you reviewed it, and you made sure it was the message that felt good to you.
Mm-hmm.
You do the same thing for Facebook and Twitter. You put together the message.
Do you recommend that they look at what other people are doing and learn from them? I mean, I would think that if you've never done anything like this, I would go see what other people have done, and then I would see how customers or prospects or users responded to that. Because they might, if they made a mistake, somebody's going to tell them about that, right?
Right. So you can do things like, let's say you're a restaurant, and you're saying, well, maybe this could be a good way, you know, Facebook and Twitter. What's a national chain that's using these things? Start thinking of the national chains that are mm-hmm. relatively in your space. Are you high-end? Are you low-end? Are you middle?
Right.
So find one of the national chains and see, are they using this media?
This is what I've been telling
and
small business owners for all these years is... If you don't, you gotta join the media world to learn about it, to get your training wheels on, and then you know, go out on your own, take your training wheels off. I'm gonna take a quick break and learn some more about this with Anita Rosen after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.